I ain't singing that. I'm singing loud. I'm trying to remember to talk normal. Yeah. Well, that's the end of that song. Welcome to
He Said Still Wanting to Dance.
It's hard right now to keep playing the music. Welcome to He Said, She Said.
I interrupted. I was like,
No, I like the intro because the music just kind of feeds. Music plays a big part in your life, mine.
Yeah, definitely. It's complete mood setter.
Yeah, well, it's soundtrack shit. I believe in that, man. I mean, look, if watch a movie without a soundtrack.
Yeah.
You know, you'll really lose stuff, like shit that you're supposed to be intense at or whatever. You're like, you won't really know what's going on. And music sets the tone for so much.
The scoring on all those movies.
Excuse me. The scoring.
Yes. Don't say that when you're not supposed to. Remember, like you said, the shore, the tide. The dude that was walking up, you know, like he knew it all.
We're good. Yeah, I know what you mean. The language, right? It's like, yeah. I said a captain knows the difference. Somebody knows the water. This guy said, yeah, the water's running out. You didn't say tide. If you said tide, you may know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's the dead giveaway. But music, it is. It's the score. I don't know. I enjoy it. It sets the score for what we're doing, right? When we're trying to have fun, we play music. And when I say we, I'm talking about even the general we.
Yeah.
You know, but we play music at whether it's working or anywhere else. You know, it sets the tone. So I like the intro of picking some song that song I love, though. Oh, I meant to leave it up.
Oh, yeah. Depending on, like, it was so I'll fitting
die.
For today.
It's called I'll Die by Michael. But it's like C-H, just L. There's no E-A. Just M-I-C-H-L. M-I-C-H-L. Yeah, it's called I'll Die. Mm. You know when I first heard that song, actually?
No.
I'm going to tell you a story you don't know.
Sweet.
And it relates, sort of. So I was in Clearwater Beach 2 months before November. Mm-hmm. And, well, let's just say I was on a few grams of psilocybin.
Oh, okay.
And I was walking the beach at night, and there were, you know, like maybe three, I'd say maybe early 20s, you know, three people, a girl and two guys. And they were down by the beach, and they had this little fire thing in a pit. Anyway, I was walking down there. And they were swinging around the glow sticks on the string like this kind of cool looking shit.
Yeah.
And it was pretty, it was wicked. But they had their own speaker system set. It was a loud one. Mm-hmm. And another guy had a hoop fire fucking thing. It was fucking wild. And you could tell a girl was trying to learn, right? So she had like some other glow swing shit, whatever. But the one dude was doing it from a distance. That's how I saw it. I was walking on the pier at first and I saw it from a distance. Like, yeah. What the fuck is that? And I walked down to the beach. And as I got closer, that song was on repeat. Mm-hmm. Dude had that just playing on repeat, and he was flowing. He was just fucking flowing with those fucking things just in a place. And I could see him in like a flow zone, and I just stood there. Dude had that song repeat like 13 times. Mm-hmm. I just watched.
It's completely fitting, especially if it's like kind of like a light show, right?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't just standing there at the pretty lights. I mean, it was awesome to watch, but it was actually because he was lit up. It was dark and the beach was in his background. So mm-hmm. He was probably only maybe 25 yards from where the water was washing up.
Yeah.
And you could see his focus kind of on it. And he would sometimes close his eyes. Right. So you see him in a flow and do some wild shit with it. And oh man, the song was just, it was killer.
Perfect flow.
Yeah. That's when I heard that song for the first time.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. In Clearwater. And actually, that area is where the event, where the Rush Club event took place. Mm-hmm. To the right of the pier.
Yeah.
Right down on the base.
Beautiful place.
That's where we were.
That's cool.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
That's trippy, man. See, I saved it right here. Yeah, it's Die Trying. I'm sorry, not I'll Die. It's Die Trying.
Oh, okay.
With M-I-C-H-L, right, Michael?
Yeah.
All right. That song's sick, man. I'm telling you, it's hard not to play that song. Yeah, you got to look that shit up, y'all. But anyway, we can listen to it in the background and keep talking. I think
we'll start just that awkward humming and not knowing the words. Me anyway.
Yeah, you start humming. It's funny, the first like, I don't know, seven or episodes, six through whatever, we were introing with music and you would pre-sing thinking everyone else could hear the music. I love
leave it to me.
Yeah, I did that a few times too. It opened up, you start singing.
It's funny, you don't even realize how stupid you sound.
Yeah, that's all I can do. Please. That's it. That's a killer song. You should look that up if you're watching now. Just play it in the background. And it may put you in like the mood that we're in. Wait till. Well, I'll keep playing music and just listen to it.
If we're ever fighting or anything, just throw that on. You're like, okay, I'm sorry.
Just a remix. One second. I'm going to YouTube.
Yeah, just a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to play this song. Some couples probably do that. Probably, well, it's remember the 80s Flick Buddies out playing the music. You try to remind somebody, right? Music's, that was the whole point.
Cusack did that.
Yeah. That was the whole point, was the intro, is how we just play music and go into the groove of what the show and how we felt, you know, and chat. And that's why I dig the music in the beginning. Today, like you were saying, it fit, right? Our bodies are weak. We were swimming out to the second break.
Yeah. It's funny because this is another thing about lingo. I'm learning this as we go along. I finally had to stop you and go, wait, when you say break, what are you talking about?
You did.
Where?
You did. You finally broke down. What do you mean, get out of the break?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, one wave. You wake up, you get up from the other wave, wipe your eye, the second wave. I'm like, babe.
It's a learning process for sure. I'm getting this shit kicked out of me.
You know, but I'll tell you, I saw your face when you rode one, really.
Yeah.
And you jumped up and you had this, you look like you were 7 years old. Yeah, you jumped up and you're like, I rode one.
I did it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was killer.
It was awesome because I kept thinking, oh, I'm going to sink. Oh, I'm not sinking. And I was still like getting taller and taller over the wave. It was really fun.
You feel it push you, right?
Yeah.
Fun. And these are just small waves, you know. I mean, you imagine those big wave riders, those fucking guys.
No.
Even girls too. The ladies doing that shit.
I've seen plenty. It's amazing. You don't even realize it, but. Even with the little waves, when I get shaken up today, I was like, gosh, I just felt like somebody kicked the shit out of my back.
Yeah, that's what you do. You jumped out of the water and you go, how do these guys not break their backs? That's what you said. You say it much cooler than that.
I just got like 30 years older.
No, but that's what you ask. And for sure, I know what you mean because you feel the water pressure kind of, you said you felt like a fish just kind of.
You know, going full force like like this, like, you know, like an airplane, and then something punches you in the back, and I'm like, so it's kind of just, you know, doing the hula hoop without the hula hoop.
Yeah, you that's know? A good way to describe it. Yeah, you feel your body kind of do like this.
Yeah.
And you're like, I didn't do that.
Yeah, so there was one time where it really kind of jerked my back, and I was like, holy crap, did anybody else see that?
Yeah. Well, those guys that roll in those big ones, man, California, some larger waves too, but any of that big wave riding, those guys and girls, they risk their fucking lives, man.
What about the freaking camera crew?
Yeah, they're right behind them or either trying to surf behind them. There's a couple videos of the cameraman bailing.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you see it. And I mean, it's I kind of watch it not with like, oh, hell yeah. I watch them like, oh, shit. You know, like, oh, man.
Yeah.
You watch them tell me, like, oh, God.
I'm always kind of getting sinking when I watch it. You know, like I'm trying to go under the wave with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I do wonder what possesses a person to jump on top of something like that and go down a 30, 40 footer like that, you know,
at Mach 10.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm hooked now. I got that 2 foot wave and I'm back at it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it, man. I felt like a fucking kid. It was hilarious. Allie had to come down. I was like, all right, Dad.
Yeah. He's like, you guys need to come back in. Dinner's ready.
Hey, I'm not trying to get you nothing.
Oh, my God. That sounds just like him.
That's my boy, man. He's talked like that shit forever.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's funny, man. Some of my friends' accents have changed over time, but he talked like that since.
Have you ever ran into someone where you're like totally cool, whatever, you knew them as a kid, and then you see them maybe 10 years later and you go, what the hell? You don't talk like that.
Yeah. A few people tell me that, actually.
Oh, really?
I'm just...
Just periodically when...
Yeah, it does. It happens. But people change, right? The accent is so weird to me, right? Because it's like... It's so influential to what you're around. You know, unless you're like Madonna, you just go full fledged, like I'm in.
You start talking like this when you cross the border.
Right, immediately.
Yeah.
Right, unless you go all in. But it's crazy, right, how accents are such tells of like where you're from, where you've been, and how we can change them. You know, get people from, you know, Boston and New York, sometimes they try to change them, they move somewhere, or just maybe they just live somewhere a while, and then they're talking the other way.
It's really easy to pick up on things.
But we do it. It's so weird, right, that we like, what? We're a human, we talk a way unless you live here for a while, and then you're going to talk a different way sometimes.
Well, like Caitlin, her husband is from New Zealand. And in the beginning of the relationship, she started saying things like, okay, mate. And I would go, what's happening here? And then, but it sounded so natural after a while, after her continuously saying it. And so how could you not if everybody else is kind of saying that stuff, you know? I did have to put a stop to a couple things. She said, she's like, she goes, I have to go bath the children. And I go, whoa. What just happened? I have to draw the line there.
I'm gonna bath the children.
Yeah.
Okay, man. But it's wild, right? We're like, we're fucking the plasticity of even how we speak, how we sound when we talk changes. Cool. I mean, lose a tooth and holy shit, you know, you're
remember, your voice is what captured me.
I know. Why do you think I was freaking out? No. How are you doing there?
Shame.
I mean, no offense to anybody like that. I just didn't sound like that previously. I'm trying to cover all bases here.
Being all PC.
Oh, at PC, the progressive movement, they got bats and bombs. They're crazy. No, I mean, they're going to now email because I use that word. You can't win.
Delete.
You can't fucking win, man. Yeah. Now,
our post will stay up for 15 seconds.
Yeah. And then hack your shit. What?
Get rid of us because of music.
Yeah. Where'd we go? Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Yeah, this we're supposed to read these comments here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
About the best advice. The issue for me is I got to pull it up sideways other than that one. There's many issues there. Other than that one, I'll just pull it up on my phone. Excuse me for a second as I close this. I need the comments. I thought I'd share it, so apologize if you watched it from the homepage and the comments aren't there. But I got to now find my damn self. And there's a lot of comments. There really are. 63 we got to try to get through. All right. And you want to start from the top or the bottom?
Well, the top.
Yeah, we should come up with that. Do we do like a ranking scale? We go, approve? Good? Yeah. Me? No? No. Me neither. Next, we'll go down them and check them off as, yeah. You think so? No. Yes, I do. And one of the not so perks of living by the beach is having shitty internet service. Yeah. And unless you want to put in some T1 line and pay $7,000 or something, not building a movie studio out here. So we're functioning on the best we could find, which is the 75 something fiber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fiber. From AT&T. Can't. I'm telling you. I'm trying to pull up the comments now.
AT&T can't.
Yeah. AT&T can't. Well, it's at the bottom, so we can just start from there.
All right, I'll scroll down to the bottom.
Great page. Love's not enough. Shout out to people tagging their page on our page. Mark Manson, like you need a shout out or a tag, buddy. Mutual respect. So, Naime Rivera.
Holy shit, there really are a lot.
Oh, now they post. I'm like, I start to read it and it shuffles down. Like, there you go. You're allowed to see him now.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm still tapping. Have you ever tapped when it's rotating as if tapping it again was going to make it go?
Yeah.
Right?
And then does it make it pause? Would that be funny?
I don't. Yeah, that would be worse. But
it's like that scene on with the traffic where they move from one thing to the next office.
Yeah. Rotation. All right. I'm finally at the top.
That's probably loud.
Benjamin Demange. Dating. No, I'm not even reading this. I'm going to get an email. Dating a woman with low standards. Yeah.
Keeping it real.
Charity. Charity
scrolled all the way down, so I'm going back up now. Go on,
no
sorry.
Worries. Communication and trust.
Yes, of course.
Right, check. Okay, moving forward. So
there's no argument there.
Well, I got a feeling we're going to run into communication and trust multiple times.
Yeah.
And perhaps maybe we'll break down communication and trust at the back end of this and just dissect it. Let's just like look at it and what does it mean? What could it mean? You know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Because it's vague to a point, right? Unique communication. All right. Go on, right? It's like, yeah. It's so it sounds good, right? It's another one that sounds good. And trust, I think, is kind of straightforward, though.
Yeah.
To a point, right? I mean, everybody's kind of got that line that's kind of the general, yeah, you know? Otherwise, you know what you got into.
Yeah, and I think you kind of display the type of trust that you expect when you start a relationship.
Hmm. Yeah, for sure. What you'll take, too.
Yeah.
And what kind of, you know, what crosses that line. AJ Castano, forgive me if I butcher your name. I lost my tooth. No, I'm kidding. I can't blame it on that. I'm just shitty with names. Yeah. All right.
Castano. Is that what you jacked
up? Yeah. Yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
No, I couldn't tell which one you were on.
No, yeah. Be honest with yourself. I mean, that's legit and wide open. I mean, fully honest with yourself, right? That's the bad hair day. Do you tell them? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, he's saying be honest with themselves.
I know. I know. Being honest with yourself to where if like, you're like, I'm just being honest with myself. I got to tell you what I'm thinking. Look, my mom said this shit once in a while. We talk a lot about relationships, right? And she says a lot of people use that I'm just saying as kind of a way to freely hurt somebody.
Yeah. Or when people say just kidding.
Yeah, the kidding thing, unless there's kind of an understanding, for sure. Mm-hmm. But that's an out, a big one. At the end, it's the just kidding is like tailored at the end.
Yeah.
Talk, and then hurt sets in, and it's like, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I guess you're right when they say, I'm just saying. It's like, just real quick, I'm going to put that on the table. I don't really want to discuss it. I just want to throw it there.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I got to be honest with myself here. You know, but the being honest with yourself is good about what you want, but to think that what you may want 1 month or next year, a decade may not maneuver, shift or change.
Yeah.
For sure. But being honest with yourself too about why you're there. Yeah. There's a lot of ways to take it.
Maybe if you start to realize that you don't want to be in that relationship, to be honest with yourself and that way you can exit it appropriately.
You know what's wild is that's come up a lot on a lot of our podcasts is the connected to being honest with yourself. We've talked a lot about, you know, breaking it off if it's not there.
Yeah.
You know, and that line is so vague for so many people, right? About when is that? I mean, obviously hit you, you know, cheat on you. They do something like that. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you have those standards that are basics, you know, the basic standards. But if maybe you don't want to be there, right, is actually leaving and rather than either waiting to hate the person, you know, grow out of the person or cheating on the person, right? And then, you know, doing that kind of shit. You know, my mustache is tickling the shit out of my nose. That's ridiculous.
I think it's funny we were talking about how just from previous experiences or stories or whatever, what we find is that the men kind of will just drag it on until they absolutely get it.
Yeah. Oh, that came up on the beach today with that couple talking. And as I agreed quickly out of social agreeance, it's so general. Mm-hmm. The, you know, that's they all monkey bars, what you know you call it. You know, actually, speaking of monkey bars, since I brought that up so much in relationships on other podcasts too, she had a good point. She talks. I'm telling you, she needs a blog. She talks this. She reads so much. She's so well read, and you know, in verse, she needs a blog to write. I'm telling you.
Oh, absolutely.
Seriously, and
she articulates it really well.
Yeah. Yeah, on points too, to where I'm like, oh, shit, I couldn't look at it like that.
Yeah.
And anyway, she talks, you know what, I'm going to let her just, these might be topics, because she said she was writing, and I think a little motivation, we can get her to post. She did say she wanted to post on the Cognitive Rampage, right on that blog, she did say that, so I'm gonna leave her stuff to her. Sorry if you're waiting there. I want to move on with other people's advice.
All right.
Tony, my boy Tony in Australia, love you, dog. Don't attach, okay? Communicate with empathy. I like that. Have healthy boundaries, for sure. Only get involved because you have something to contribute. I so dig that. I dig that, man.
Yeah, without something to contribute, you constantly feel like you're paying them back for something. Like you're indebted to them.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're better than you.
Yeah. Yeah. Sadly, I used to, when I was talking in some clinics back then, working in them, I would talk about codependent relationships because the getting sober thing gets a lot more difficult if both people are using in a relationship, or if, especially if it's a newly found relationship, founded in a rehab. Hey, it happens, you know, but it can work. But the idea that, do you bring something to the table other than, you know, just a check or a paycheck or a house, you know? Mm-hmm. And I talk even now about relationships. Like, I also think children is people just kind of assume they have a right to it because they have access to it. Yeah. And I used to give this talk. I called it access versus ability. Just because you have the access to something doesn't mean you have the ability to use it, maintain it, you know, or even have one. Right?
Doesn't mean you deserve it.
I don't want to say deserve it. Deserve, I think, is too implies that someone determines, you know, when that is, as opposed to the basics of what do you bring to the table, right? So I don't think anyone should just be able to have a kid. I don't.
Absolutely not.
I just don't. But anyone can fuck. We know we can breed, right? It just happens. And so I would say, you know, you got to consider what you bring, you know, a life into, most more importantly than anything else, you know. But I'm squirreling the fuck off.
Well, you know, what would be kind of cool would be like a almost like a survey you have to take if, before you can even, or not a survey, a test that you have to take before you can agree to date someone.
Yeah, it gets squirrely to me because when tests are getting made, somebody's creating a standard. You know what I mean? And I don't want to create a standard by any means, but I just mean, like this dude said, AJ said about, you know, being honest with yourself, is going, what do you bring to the table other than your sexual performance, right? What do you bring other than your presence, right? What else is there?
Yeah.
Really. And I don't mean financially. So many people curb it financially. That certainly helps. But a lasting relationship, in my opinion, is knowing that, hey, just because I have access to a relationship, perhaps maybe it's why people keep repeating terrible ones. It's because they're going, that's the only relationship you have access to.
Or, you know, maybe that's the only type that they can keep because they don't have anything to necessarily offer.
Right. And now I can hear somebody going, everyone has something to offer.
Well, that doesn't, just because you have something to offer, that maybe that person doesn't bring that out of you, or bring it out of yourself. When, you know, because you do behave different around different people.
10-4, that's a good point.
So maybe that just didn't happen.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I like that because, you know, it's kind of like the bad kisser. There's no bad kissers. Somebody kisses like you out there, you know, and maybe it's like that, right? You can talk your way around it, but I think you got to be able to sit here and go, at least if what you want in life is, you know, met from what you're doing, and then you're kind of saying access to a relationship like that, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you're strung out and you're on some shit and you're down and you happen to meet a nice person at 7-Eleven and said hi and y'all kind of made contact and you're feeling good about it, you may want to put that on hold for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's kind of like that little paragraph that you read today about that guy that he was writing a little note about the woman that he found that he's in love with. And he was grateful that he didn't meet her 2 years prior because he would not have been able to maintain it.
Yeah.
Was not that man yet.
Yeah, he'd erect it or something. Yeah. Yeah, so the access versus ability. That's kind of what I chat about. But it's hard, right? That's still along the lines, I think, with AJ's thing about be honest with yourself. And bringing it with Jack's advice there is, you know, have something to contribute, you know. And other than money, because the money stuff, too, gets to dudes' heads. You know, dudes are like, "What? I'm paying for all this shit." You know what I mean? We do this, we do that. Yeah, you kind of feel that way. That doesn't make it. In my opinion, you know, once you get into there, adding 4, 5, 6, 7 kids to that, then it definitely ain't just about bringing home the money. Somebody is shepherding that shit. Somebody's shepherding that flock.
Running a business.
Yeah, that's a flock.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I'm bringing that word back.
Flock.
Flock, yeah. Pete Zachary, relationship can only survive with a 3-system formula that you can buy now on Pete Zachary's page. No.
Hey. For an extra dollar, we sell you the 2-system.
Right. Yeah, we have the 2-step system, Pete Zachary, so get back on the book. No, for real. But Pete Zach, relationships, this is a three system formula. I love it. It's so pragmatic. It's so like, I'm an engineer. Are you?
Yes. There is no question. This is it.
The number show.
Yes.
We have to have sex X amount of times a week. Yes.
At 7 o'clock, because it's much more pleasing.
At 7 o'clock? That's where we landed? You're drifting out there.
I think
you're going to go way dirty, and you're like,
you're right.
Am I right?
Yeah.
I knew it. I could watch your face.
I pulled it in. I was like, man, though.
And you ended with, because it's seven, it's better. I'm like, you're way funnier than that.
I didn't say it's better.
Something like that.
Mm. Yeah. I probably did.
Moving on. All right.
I'm like,
so,
damn it.
Coming in at first in his three system formula is trust. Imagine that. Something tells me communication's coming. Now, Pete has some deep stuff. Trust. If trust isn't your foundation, then I would agree, you're fighting a losing battle.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to see that come up.
Yeah, its face will show.
All right. I don't have a gavel of sorts here. I got an incense holder. But other than that, can we go ahead and maybe put on we'll write it in ink, right? We may keep it as maybe like a top three here as trust.
Mm-hmm.
Trust. Well, we can go and maybe concrete that into the three commandments of a lasting relationship.
Yeah.
All right. A trust is hovering there over there. It may be for real. So complete openness. If you can't tell your significant other everything and feel safe that it's okay, then you're with the wrong person.
Ta-da.
Okay. Now, that sounds good. And it sounds like a beautiful place to be. And doesn't it, right? You want to drift into that, right? But the complete openness, I think, in the formula there, and I'm sure there's more to it. I'm sure he's probably trying to summarize too. You know what I mean? Which is difficult, you know, when you have an extensive formula. You know, it is. It really is. So
you have to tweak it.
Yeah, because this is something that would have to grow. You know what I mean? Something as trust is kind of earned in the openness of exposing ourselves, you know, being vulnerable. I mean, even Leo, right? My mentor, he talks about a year, you know, through the job interview, right? Okay. So that's a process, you know, into the openness, you know. So to say, hey, complete openness. Hi, Patricia. Nice to meet you. My name's Adam. Hey, look, here's all my shit. I've been through this. And so many people do that. They meet and they go, verbally diarrhea all my terrible shit in my life. Want a part of it?
Yeah.
And if somebody goes, okay, they're like, all right. I like them to see all my ugly up front, you know, and hey, whatever. And hey, somebody could be married 42 years after that shit. You know what I mean? So I don't want to knock it, but to open, you know, complete openness from the get, you got to protect yourself, I think, a little ways, you know?
I definitely agree with that, especially while you're learning a person. Because sometimes you find out that person is the type of person that would take advantage of you showing them your vulnerability. And, you know, that's with your complete openness is what you're really doing. If I did that and someone took advantage, it would hurt me, you know? So you got to wait until you can trust them.
Yeah. So we're back to the trust.
Yeah.
Right. So that growing process of complete openness, and to strictly say you're with the wrong person, that would be to say that if a couple's together now, right, and if you're watching or anybody's listening, they're going, I have this thing I've been wanting to tell him or tell her, you know, and you've been sitting there going, I haven't been able to be completely honest, and this is the wrong person. I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you started the process of beginning to maybe tell this person those feelings, right, and work through that yourself even out loud? You know, have you...
Sometimes people think that you have to throw the word common sense out when you're being completely honest.
Hey, on Facebook, you do. You got to be like, hey, look, because somebody could really be sitting there and go, complete openness, you know, and just, you know, I haven't been able to be completely open with you for 15 years, right? You're the wrong person.
Right.
Hey, you might be out of 15 years. But are you, I'm sure we're going to find this advice, but are you communicating that? You know, is the person communicating that before that person sitting there blaming who you can't tell, you know?
In that particular one, I think the saving part for me was the feeling safe part.
Bam.
That was the part where I kind of put it in a different category. Because, you know, this is what I was thinking about. Because last week when we were talking about it, obviously I kind of went in a different direction with the comment. Didn't put as much thought into it. And then, so I was thinking it over and I was thinking about a lot of times the honeymoon stage for in a relationship, they're thinking about the times when they first met them and they could tell them anything and they didn't fear judgment because they didn't have anything to lose at the time. So you kind of have that nice, relaxed, comfortable feeling of they're probably not going to judge me. Or when you get to know them right in the beginning and they do have that feeling first because they haven't developed anything negative yet.
Yeah.
That's the feeling that I want to always be able to supply. So the complete honesty, feeling safe, because I would want to be that person. I wouldn't want for you to need that and have to look for someone else or not be able to share it.
Well, safety is huge. You're right. When you brought up the safe part, because it kind of requires, like, you can be a big badass dude or whatever you want to call yourself, you know. But there's dark places, you know, in people that are scary, you know, to be at or reveal or share, you know, those things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the safe part, so that's my point, is even if you're a big, badass, scary dude, feeling safe is a cool thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's still all right. And you're right. The safe kind of cushions that to say, do you feel safe to tell him that, you know? Right. And again, mix that with the process, and I'm sure a more lengthy part to his formula, you know, and how they, and I'm sure we'll find communicate it. You know, along the same way. It's such a delicate balance, right, of the show and tell.
Yeah.
The reveal, the safe, the trust, the response.
It's, I mean, it's it sounds silly like a game, but that's kind of what it is in the beginning where you're showing your cards.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be a game where it's like someone is trying to win or lose, but it's a sharing game, you know. You can think of it as tennis instead of... fucking wrecking ball.
Yeah, some people walk up and they deal the cards and go like, there's mine.
Yeah.
What you got?
See, and that's not quite as fun for me. I like to dig and see and learn new stuff. And but at the same time, you go, you could have told me that.
Yeah, right? Yeah, what's the edge when you walk up like, you don't say anything and then, you know, pop out. Turns out, you know, you're dealing with something you should have said, you know, and you don't. You know, that fine line.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know, it's like nutrition. It starts to become to the individual, right?
Yeah, for
sure. The timing, like shit, I've said it 100 times, right? If there was one way to do it, there wouldn't be 1,000 books, you know, on how to not do it, and then 10,000 more on how to do it, and then how to do it after 30, how to do it before children, how to do it after children, how to find the one before you're doing it. Hell, you know what I mean? There's books on all of them, man. How to get over the one, you know? So it's... Yeah. This ought to be fun.
It seems like there can't be any authentic statistics because of the surroundings and who and what. Like, you can't even figure that out that way.
Seriously. But I think people develop their own formulas, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, compatibility is his third. Being able to communicate. Well, see, you worked in communicate with compatibility. So I'm going to have to say you got four there, man, because you need to be able to communicate, be able to have sex too, and you know what I mean? You can't kind of just throw communicate in there. That's a huge one.
Laugh together, cry together, and enjoy each other together.
He wraps it up beautifully, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Work in the, hey, I didn't just say two giant ones, compatibility and communication together. But you know what? We can take, we call it the CC. Number three is the CC, is compatibility and communication.
Right.
I love the laugh together. That's legit. That's what you do.
That's important.
Laughing bird. That's what you do.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
All my different laughs. You've threatened before.
No, it's your new native thing.
No, I was saying you've threatened before to record laughs. I've been recording. Laughs.
What do you mean threatened? I've been recording those laughs. I'm up to 7.
No.
Yeah, I got 7 laughs on you. Heck, on the podcast, on I think episode 4, in the very opening, you hit like 9. Laughs. It was from one level all the way up. It was awesome. Yeah, I was able to dub that down and get like the first 5. I'm going to do a whole rap beat with like your laughs in the background.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Add a clown video to it. No.
Ew.
No. Right? It got weird. Took a left turn on what the fuck?
I'm like going like this. I know you chose red tonight for some reason. What's up?
Yeah, I thought you were going to make an entrance. It would have been so cool.
I know it. We still can.
Now coming to the stage, Vixen. Hey, fellas, tip your waitresses. I'll be. No, I'm kidding. I'm back to that guy. He was complimenting a couple people.
I did have your shirt on tonight. That would have been a pretty good entrance.
Yeah, the Tom Cruise thing, too. You could have slid in.
Yeah. You know me. I'd like freaking munch it on my face, break something, munch my it. Other side of my freaking collarbone. Maybe forget that jack steps there. Leg. Yeah. You know I would. Oh, gosh. Today, that's what I felt like today at the beach.
What?
Just tripping and not doing anything right the first 15 minutes of kit with the Allie. I was just like, oh my gosh.
The frisbee was a different weight.
I know, but it looked like someone had a freaking string on it and was pulling it when I would throw it.
It was the wind. That onshore breeze was fucking
It was so up. Extreme that it would be like.
Well, once you figured out the weight, the one we fling is a lot heavier.
Yeah.
And it rides in the wind. That was a lot lighter.
Look at you. You're so kind trying to make me not look. Feel so bad.
No, you were on stage showing everybody already to me. I'm just easing it in. No, it wasn't that bad at all.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah. What would be the next name? Are you on the comments?
Oh, yeah.
Paul.
Paul Sapani.
Nice, you're good. One day at a time. Manage expectations. Strive to maintain the honeymoon period by doing lots of kissing and random adventures. Keep it cheesy.
Sexy.
No.
Not cheesy.
I just wanted you to say it because you know when you never say
it. Okay.
One day at a time.
So, wha-pong.
Do you have a choice? Can I live Tuesday and Wednesday?
Say
simultaneously?
I lost you.
His advice was to take it one day at a time.
Oh, okay.
I cannot rewind, fast forward. I can't TiVo this shit. I have to take it one day as opposed to
trying to look forward too much and planning and shit like that.
There we go. There you go, Paul. It's trying. Yeah. So live in the moment kind of thing.
Yeah.
Paul.
Taking it one day at a time is what I don't want to hear because that's like someone saying, I know it hurts. Let's just take this one day. You know what I mean? That's how I would feel in the beginning. If that's how somebody said they were approaching a relationship.
10 years sober. One day at a time.
Yeah.
Right? I'm kind of like, damn,
yeah.
Doc.
Like you're like, oh, we can do this. Striving instead of frolicking through the fields of wheat.
We were supposed to do that in Arizona. Well, they were calling. Oh, yeah. We may got a little caught up.
But damn it.
We have to.
We would have walked out with 1 billion fights. My legs are jacked right now. It is with the nocep. I really look like I was in a drive-by shooting. Seriously, yeah, pellets.
The noceums have welcomed you.
Yes, they have.
I don't get hit as much as you do, or chewed on. Maybe I wonder what that sounds like. If you could zoom in and put a mic on it.
Oh, I know. Yeah, oh, don't say that. I'll wake up like hearing that noise going. I swear someone's chewing on my leg.
Now, I like the strive to maintain the honeymoon period. Now, and I would agree, add kissing and random adventures. I'm going with that. I have to put kissing and random adventures on the maybe in stone tablet list, okay? I know it may not make it, but I'm putting it there.
Okay.
Yeah, feel free to add anything to your maybe stone tablet.
For sure.
That's one step closer to the stone tablet.
Mm-hmm. I like that one.
Yeah.
Keeping it fresh.
Well, I'm just wondering why Moses just didn't write that shit down.
Maybe it is. It's just in a book that's buried somewhere else.
Could have put it in his back pocket. I'm just saying. Some heavy shit.
Keep it tight.
Is it for like, never mind. All right. Christopher Michael Mitchell. God, I can't see. Christopher Mitchell Allen. Communication. There it is. There's the big C. Communication, honesty. I think honesty goes with trust, yeah?
Yeah.
We're going to see that a
lot.
Yeah,
yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Honesty is also a broad brush, too, because honest with yourself from AJ, you know, up there. And then honesty, or is it honest with yourself, honest with them?
Let's just put it, everything should be on Front Street.
All right. So, number one, we're going concrete it in. Trust and honesty.
Yeah.
For a lasting relationship.
Yeah.
We can go ahead and concrete that in? Okay. Trust and honesty will concrete in there as on there. We don't have to have three. We can have as many as one. All right, that's number one. I think that's kind of number one, yeah?
Yeah.
Because what we asked, right, was the best advice for a lasting relationship.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind, too. So, yeah. I got a feeling
sometimes trust is earned over time. You don't even have it necessarily in the beginning of the relationship for a little while. And then you go, hey, I trust him.
Yeah.
Or, hey, I trust her.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can take your old baggage from the previous relationship and immediately not trust somebody because of your prior. So
that'll run, that runs people off, you know, because they're like, I haven't done anything. You know, like, why? Well, you got to earn your trust. I'm like, holy shit. I got to earn it. I haven't done. Wow. You know, there's that line. Yeah.
No, it's not fair. You're living the punishment without the crime.
Now, if it's like I fell asleep in my car. Right. You know what I mean? It's 7 a.m.
Yeah. You smell like chlorine.
Yeah. Some.
Okay,
right. Yeah. You went deep there.
I did. Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
It's funny. And a short memory. He lays in there with some LOLs. A short memory. Hey, I think there may be a lot to be said there.
That's the forgive and forget is what he's implying, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Forgive and forget. Those are two different things. Oh, man.
I forgive you, but I will always remember.
Yeah. Right. You're like, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm glad we're connected. You know, always. It's a long time. All right. Tracy Milestone. Open community. There's the C word again. Communication. Let's go ahead and slide communication to the could be stone tablet. That's like four of them in a row.
Yeah.
Right.
Those are really important.
Yeah. Trust and honesty. But I'm not putting it there yet. Because I'd like to dive through, like you and I look at it and kind of observe what is or could be communication. You know what I mean? It's still too vague for me. I think trust and honesty covers it. We're pretty good there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trust and honesty, sometimes given the timing of the relationship and all those in considered.
Communication over time, though, if you don't have it, that relationship won't last.
Yeah. Well, some force it.
And force the communication?
No, well, they know they force a relationship without the communication.
Oh, yeah. Well, then it's not quality.
Whew, you're going to get an email.
That's okay.
Truth, humor. You know what? Humor keeps coming up, too. Tracy, I would agree with her there. I'm going to slide that on, too. Is laughing together, humor and laughing together.
Well, what about those boring people that don't care to laugh?
Agreed.
They have relationships.
They fucking do.
The ones where you walk in and you go, there's no music. There's no sunshine.
Yeah.
When do you laugh?
That's true, but some people dig it.
Yeah.
Some people just, you know.
Yeah, so that, I don't know, that wouldn't be on the requirement. It might for mine.
Personal, yeah, you're right.
Personal, yes.
Yeah, but as I'm letting some personal bias slip in here. Yeah. All right, I'm going to hold that to myself. Okay. So, Joel Van Patten, admit you're wrong 75% of the time, even though you know you are correct.
Okay, you're right, Joel.
Moving forward.
That was, you know.
Yeah.
I was trying to do what he recommended.
Oh, to be fair, Joel has to add. Also use the phrase, fair enough. Get into an argument. Hey, hey, guess what? Fair enough. And you walk away. Yeah. Learn the phrase, fair enough, he says.
Oh, gosh.
This is mandatory.
Mm.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Moving forward.
Fair enough.
Benjamin Mayerworth. There it is. It's communication again. All right, so I'm going to put it over. I'm going to put it up for vote on the stone tablet communication, but we're going to have some amendments later.
Right, yes,
I don't know. For some reason, it's over there. The stone tablets are over here. I'm reaching over here for the stone tablets. They're not there.
We're setting them aside.
Yeah. Well, that one I'm kind of putting over there, but we have to leave room. So we're like going to double space down before we do three. We're going to leave some space there to kind of walk into communication.
Oh, I thought we were able to do like 10 if we wanted.
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
But I just need room for the asterisks.
He has to organize the airspace.
Yeah. The fake air. Do you ever see my airboard?
Yeah, I do. I see it. I see your bubbles.
So he went deeper too, right? So if both parties are effectively communicating how they feel, what they dislike, how they perceive, or things they think are how they think things are going, what to do more or less of, establishing boundaries. That's a lot of communication. Establishing boundaries, rules. I'm tired already. Et cetera. Then the relationship can also evolve and continue to progress forward.
Come back next week and we'll read the next verse.
Yeah.
I would feel like it was very rules-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, some people, you know.
Yeah, because think about it. There are.
Then they know.
The rules. You find that one that likes rules.
Yeah, like, here's the rules. Yeah, here are my rules. Cool. Yeah. That's your day. This is
Shine
my day.
Here.
Yeah, don't touch me here. You can even lick here, but don't push here.
I didn't get my nails done today.
Yeah. You know, Tim Smith, my old high school football coach, commented, got to have God in the relationship. We lost half our viewers. Now we gained two more viewers. No, I'm saying it's a 50-50, right? That's for people. Right?
Maybe that's for Tim.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
like
a deal
I said.
Breaker. If it's not in there, then he's not there.
Definitely some personal bias slipping in. Just like me, gotta love, we laugh together. You know, that's not may not be a commandment.
Humor, laughter for me is a must as well, but
you know,
can't be a requirement for everyone.
Let's look at a different angle, possibly. I don't know, maybe something greater than yourselves, right? Well, because sometimes I used to talk about how in a relationship, there's three entities. There's the one person, the other person, and the relationship itself. As being, you know, its operational standards, if you will, how it coincides, that third entity, right? Something greater than yourself, if you will,
right?
Mm-hmm. And with trust, honesty, communication, whatever else we find, could, you know, having God in relationship, walk it to having something greater than yourself in mind, if you will, in a relationship. Other than your kids, because you're dating, let's assume there's not, you know, there's not kids there yet.
There are a lot of people that can't necessarily operate in general without the fear of God.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Otherwise, they act.
Good God, what'd you smoke? That's some deep shit. No more sativa for you. Good God.
What are you talking about?
You said that, I'm like, oh, man.
I was joking, saying
red cloud sitting above your head.
What is sativa?
Literally, red cloud is sitting above your head on the wall.
Mm-hmm. I know, the Indian.
Yeah, it's funny.
Native American.
Yeah, scroll it off on purpose. Matt said his buddy's name. He said, collab with your friend, possibly. James.
Collaborate with me.
James J.T. Taylor, what's up, man? Delete everything, have no social media, period, no access to females or males, no problem. It's way too easy to access to people these days. That's why they don't last. Put that bitch in a cage. Put yourself in a cage. Well, you can be in the same cage. That's it.
No, that wouldn't last.
Yeah.
If you have to take everything out of your life that you had in it before the person comes in, then you're like going, geez, where's my back? I want my life back.
Yeah, I would say definitely don't get rid of yourself, you know, but social media too, I think, the fact that we're even using it here, but the fact I laugh sometimes when I hear about it, fucking up relationships and being involved, because it's just a plaything. It's kind of a plaything. Now, you can cheat on it with people and reach out and meet people, but the point is where they're like, you know, you're on it too much, or it's kind of like, just stop either using it so much, find a way. But the idea that to cut it all out of your life, you may not even use it. You know, some people do, some people don't. But I will, I'm going to argue both sides. I'm going to give JT a helping hand.
All right.
Not that he needs it, because his hands are nasty. He can throw some serious fucking jabs and hooks. I would say that if you meet the right person, I mean, think about it. We spend a lot of time together. And I never dreamed of being able to spend as much time as I do around somebody. And they'll add time to it, right? Or, you know, 5 years, add time to it, right?
Right.
You know, the fact that if you only have access to friends and they have access to you, you know, being with somebody or with them, you know, that's sometimes you forget, you know, you can drift into it. So I'll argue for JT that if you have the right person, don't get too caught up in other shit that may even pull from the attention they're used to, you know, from getting, because you may fuck that up.
Yeah, it is. It's like being on the phone, or like literally on the phone talking, you know what I mean? If you're
at the gym.
Yeah.
You know, working. I mean, all of it, you know. Yeah. Yeah, it's, again, a balance, right? Some couples, like, they like to be together Monday through Saturday nights. Monday through Sundays, church possibly. And that's cool. You know, and that's how you operate. And life forces that shit, you know? You spend more time with people at work than you do. That's why the number one place for cheating and ending marriages and relationships is the workplace. Yes, that's the workplace, Alex. Sorry. Moving on. Adam Lowry said, wow, these are good talking points.
Who's that guy?
Joey Fox, get a career-minded woman.
I don't know about that one. Maybe for Joey.
Because look, if I was a fucking millionaire, I already told you what I do. I wish I was a millionaire for an initial reason now, because Then I could just not necessarily pay for shit, but just because we don't live large, take care of the little shit and just watch you create beautiful shit. You make beautiful shit. You turn ugly shit like this painting that was behind me, mother podcast. You paint this shit up and you make it pretty. You took the evil out of it.
Oh, it was just driving me nutballs.
I know. It's fucking gorgeous now. But you took the evil. You just make beautiful shit just for that. You know what I mean? That. So, but a career-minded woman, you're great at your career and what you do, what you build, marketing, all the things you take on. But when I watch you walk the beach and like hunt shells, and then you said it when we were like, we came out of the water today doing some body surfing, and you're like, I feel like that's where we left off, like in some other life.
Yeah.
You know, we were going to go back there, you know, some routine there.
I did feel really super young and like, just like, I mean, really young though, you know, like you were saying, like my smile was like a 7-year-old. I felt maybe like I was 12, but...
Yeah, it was just, you had that look of like, oh my God, like you'd done the first thing. Like kind of like, holy, that's what that tastes like? You know what I mean? That kind of look like, oh shit.
I've been experiencing a lot of that first timers.
Oh, but it was fun.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're doing it, it's flow kind of, because you're just in the water. You know, you're just kind of watching the next wave.
And from being a career woman for so long, I mean, for very long time. If anybody speak on that, be you. 15.
Yeah.
It's such a nice break not to have to feel like a career woman. When I'm out there, hell no, I'm not thinking about money.
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm not thinking about what I should have sent out, what I should be doing. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that has really a ton of blue in that shell, and I love it.
And every 8th thought is, shark?
Only when you're like tickling my fucking ankles. He goes under, and I'm thinking he's going through another wave or something. And of course, I hear feeling a little scratching on my ankles. What's the next one?
It goes vulgar. I'm going to leave that alone. This is a PG. No, I'm just. I may lean toward a little bit of what Joey Fox is saying, but eventually you can't do that and won't want to do that, and they won't want you to do that. And then, well, you got to have the person there. So, little brother Alvin, in keeping God in the relationship, he's a fan, works for him too. Communication, another big one, is key. Respect boundaries. That's kind of a mix, which I like. We've heard boundaries a few times, but respecting the boundaries.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's a huge addition.
Just stating your boundaries doesn't do anything if you don't respect them.
Yeah. Or theirs.
That's what I mean.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think adding that, boundaries has come up a bunch. I want to put that over here in my makeshift possibilities.
I feel like you're putting a major block.
Yeah.
Boundaries.
I do, but I want to add the respecting the boundaries. And it's respecting theirs as well, you know, and yours. I think that's a huge addition. I like that part. So we have communication. That's on there already. Trust, honesty is number one. Communication with some room for amendments to add and dissect it. Number three, we're adding to it. I think I'm down with like respecting boundaries or at least close to it. I'm going to write it in pencil. My bias may slip in. Danielle Marie Benoit, be honest with yourself and be honest with each other, right? We got that one. Also, no matter what you're doing in your daily lives, always have a date night. I'm anti-date night. Just saying. Now, unless you gotta be now. If you got the kids, you got, you know, they got after school stuff, you know, you're if time is already limited like that, yes, make a fucking plan. If you have to,
I think the term date night is like, would you like to meet at 6 o'clock for sex?
No, I get date night worse than that. Like if I'm my mind, if I hear it, right? It's like date night is dinner.
Obligation.
Dinner at that 1 of 4 restaurants, ordering that 1 of 4 meal.
Yeah.
Wearing that 1 of 2 outfits, right? And possibly that movie afterwards where you don't talk and food you feel shitty for later definitely doesn't make one go home and fuck. You know, and then kind of like, you know, we're home, you know? And instead of like, instead of taking that routine and like park at that same restaurant and fuck her in the back of your car.
Like, your car.
Yeah, or the back of the restaurant. That's what I've meant, the back of the restaurant. But instead of something random, right? You know, something like that. How do we get on banging in restaurants?
I don't know.
I'm looking at you when I started talking about banging in restaurants. My bad, man.
You did something really cool one time. You, when we were just
once.
something unique I'm going to bring up. I can't tell everything.
Yeah, thank you.
So we
That's
were
why
just.
I feel safe with you.
Ay, mi madre, could you let me know?
I just want you to speak Spanish.
when we played strip pool.
That was strip pool.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. It was a surprise. I wasn't expecting that.
Random.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Yeah, it takes a while to play.
Yeah, it was cool. I liked it.
Yeah, random. Arno agrees with you, Danielle. Tori Taylor, make Jesus Christ the center of your marriage. Jesus Christ. God, center of your marriage. And when it gets hard, because it will, turn towards each other instead of against it. I like to turn towards each other and against each other. It's a beautiful sounding poetic. I do. I dig that idea. As the way my poetic eye sees it. But
it's the sweet way of saying be the ride or die, bitch.
Yeah, but
to each other.
But turn towards each other instead of. How about just don't turn against each other? Or turn towards each other. Okay, I'll turn at you and yell at you. You know, I get it. It's very poetic. It's beautiful. It sounds good. But if you want to break that down to add it to a rule list, I need you to turn towards each other. Okay, that is a rule. That it's hard, right? How do you concrete and try to generalize that?
Yeah.
So what's the pragmatic couple do with that? They literally would look at each other and go, okay, now what?
Right.
Carlisa. Mm-hmm. Carlisa Davis. Love, honesty. Love is wide open and broad. honesty, there's communication, and great sex don't hurt. Wait.
Sometimes great sex
I know
can
she's
hurt.
Trying to say great. Yeah, I was going to say. I was going to say great.
Au contraire.
I think she's like great sex. Right. Just great sex doesn't hurt. I think she meant to say doesn't hurt.
I know it. Yeah, she's like, it doesn't hurt.
I'm just trying to get her way out because I'm kind of like, I don't know what sex you're having.
No, she was definitely saying it doesn't hurt to add that into the mix.
Yeah, it doesn't have to. I'm not into pain shit either, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if we're clipping and pinching shit, I try anything twice because I may have done wrong the first time. I swear to God. But pain shit, I'm just not. Boom. I don't want to be hurt and shit. No. I don't want to almost not breathe. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to get all weird.
Yeah.
I don't want to say weird even because that's your thing. That's cool. It's your thing. Whatever. Just be careful. You know, I'm not trying to have passed out and bust a nut. These motherfuckers do some crazy shit.
I know. There's a lot of celebrities that have died with the freaking belt around their throat.
What the fuck, man? Yeah. So whatever. Whatever keeps you alive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sandy Snodgrass, agree with everything she says. Problem solved. Well, yeah, Sandy, I would agree.
No.
I can't disagree with Sandy. I just agree with what she said. That's it. I agreed.
Obviously, it's sarcasm with her laughter.
Oh, for sure. I know. But I was moving forward by disagreeing. Respect, Maria says. I can, just by people's answers, I just break them down. I'm like, as soon as I saw respect, I'm like, I'm sorry I did that to you, Maria. Damn, I'm just like, fucking dick. He did some mean shit.
Well, then what's the difference? Sometimes people associate respect with boundaries.
Yeah, for sure. I know. That's the mean shit. Because you didn't say boundaries. If you're writing boundaries, you're kind of thinking progressively. And you're writing respect. Just one word. You need to show your partner. She's like demanding that shit. That's a one word comment.
Well, she didn't put it in all caps.
Doesn't need to. She didn't want to. She didn't want to waste the time. She didn't have the time. As soon as she's like, best advice, respect. Motherfucker better not cut his
okay.
No, I dig it, though. Respect, for sure. Because, you know what? We added to respect boundaries, but I think we may add respect to something else, too. You know, how we did honesty. You know, we did trust and honesty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe we do something, you know, mixed in with respect and boundaries or something.
I think
Alvin did it. But.
For me, I throw the word loyalty and it kind of covers all that.
Bam. Oh, yeah. I like the word loyalty. But to what degree? To what end?
Well, death. Loyalty can be
well, you
to
do
yourself
say death,
and,
right? I mean, shit, it is death to his part, right?
Loyalty is a big thing for me. It is that one where you just
I'm going on a crazy bank robbing heist. Like, we're going to hit all these little small... You down?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You ready? You would?
That's not necessarily loyalty.
No? Yeah. I need you.
I'd probably just let you do it on your own.
right? I know you wouldn't tell on me. But the idea is, what's the right? What's the line, right? What's the line of the loyalty? Where does that be?
I think when the line is crossed, you don't love them the way you thought you did.
Mm. So I'm trying to work in.
It can be a fault.
So loyalty, maybe something with like loyalty and respect of boundaries or something, you know, kind of working
all those
in the
three together.
As long as, you know what I mean? Kind of like an asterisk, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Kind of like loyalty as long as, you know, kind of work, I don't know, somewhere in there. I like that word too. Yeah. It can be dangerous though, because you apply that loyalty. You say, that's my baby mama right there. I'm loyal to that shit, of course. And then like 2 months later, you fucking a friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so you hear loyalty a lot
but I stuck with her.
Yeah. Or she's like, I stuck with him.
Yeah.
You know, or like, hey, I stuck with this piece of shit. He fucked so-and-so, you know, mm-hmm. people. And so where does that loyalty go? You know what I mean?
It's one of those things where they're tied together. Cause if you don't respect them anymore, then they're not going to be your boo anyway.
Yeah. So, respect.
They all feed off of each other.
Okay, yeah. So, I dig that. So, I'm going to take the boundaries off of the respect and leave it to itself, right? So, is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. So, we do like a loyalty and respect. Uh-huh. And we'll leave some room for some amendments, right? To add as long as, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Loyalty as long as the respect is given kind of thing. Yeah. That is maybe something like that. We'll work on it.
Yeah.
Logan posted, Logan Barron's posted, or Mike actually, Mike Rabassini posted communication. Yeah, we've been on that one. Compromise. Communication. Compromise is another C word. You hear a lot of communication. Compromise. You see a lot of those. Compatibility.
Well, too, you got to say something about that laziness with one word. Mike, too.
Respect, communication. You know, if you look at Maria.
Hey, maybe they just made their own three.
Right, Maria, Mike, and Logan say respect, communication, and compromise.
Yeah.
I'd sum that up.
Yeah.
I like that one. Mutual respect for Melissa. Whoa, it jumped on me. Melissa, mutual respect, and with an exclamation point.
She's yelling at you.
Yeah. Mutual respect. You don't have to shut off, you don't have to shut yourself off to the world to have a good relationship. Agreed. That's not get rid of the bubbles, right? Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
for
get
sure.
rid of your shit.
Yeah. Don't. I agree. If the person you get with is requiring, you always refer to them as bubbles, right? We each bring bubbles into relationships, people, places, things we like, hobbies, shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're getting into a relationship and that person's popping those bubbles, getting rid of them, they are bursting your bubble for real. And isolation comes like that. And, you know, sharing those bubbles is what I say aim for. Mm-hmm. You know, share the bubbles, mix them, you know, try not to cut them off like that. So
I think your bubbles provide you strength, and without those, you're weak.
Yeah, agreed. And you'll take some shit and you'll bend that loyalty to fit some rationalization.
Yeah, and then if they do leave you, what do you have left?
Mm, damn
no
skipping.
Bubbles.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You're fucked. let's see. You if you want someone to treat you with respect and trust, you better be willing to do the same. Agreed. You got to be willing to give it, not demand it, man. I'll fuck it up somewhere, but paraphrasing that idea of... you know, true love is really the idea of caring about somebody more than yourself, right? Is letting them, really looking at them in a way, right? But without losing yourself, I think that's not added to that quote. Is that? But you don't lose yourself in that.
I think when it comes down to that, it's you definitely don't lose yourself. But when it comes down to it, where
oh, if it became, it hit me again. I'm so sorry. It's not asking. See, I curbed it because I lost it, so it sounded like shit. But instead of asking, you know, what can they do? What are they doing for me? What do they provide for me? Mm-hmm. Instead of looking at through that microscope, is what can I provide for them?
Yeah.
And I think looking at love in that kind of sense kind of makes it a little more pragmatic, because love is so fucking open and vague of that application, the meanings, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And so I think the application of that is really, are you willing to take a look at the daily life and kind of say, you know, instead of what are they doing for me? You're doing this to me now. You're not doing this enough for me now. Mm-hmm. Or you do this, it's good. It's kind of, what can I do for them?
Right.
It's a hard transition in thought, especially if you've been hurt a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you made yourself vulnerable, you know, you've been fucking cheated on, or the last two did this to you, you know.
Yeah, because then you don't want to give up and not date anymore. And then again, you don't want to be too vulnerable where you just keep, you know, getting hurt.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you just can't it's hard to judge how much you do on each end, you know, as far as vulnerability.
And loyalty and respect, all of that, trust, honesty. The only ones I'm getting out of this that don't seem like they got a lot of wiggle room is the number one, trust and honesty.
Yeah.
There's so much weird wiggle room in the other shit. You know, loyalty and respect as long as, you know what I mean? Communication, well, fuck, write them a letter. You know how people communicate so differently?
I think that trust and honesty is probably going to be required the same level of everybody. And then the other ones are different levels of amount.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like guidelines or whatever. They won't really stand up without the trust or the honesty.
Yeah, I would agree. Melissa goes on to say, if you're not comfortable with yourself, you certainly will not be with your partner.
True that.
Yeah. Dean, talking things out, writing them down, respect and patience, thinking of yourselves as a team rather than individuals more often, we'll leave it at that. More often says too, or as well. So more often. Thinking of yourself as a team. I like the team aspect. You know, when I kind of talk sometimes, it's like, all right, I preface the topic by going like, I want you to like act like you're putting your white coat on and we're looking at this thing through, you know, microscopes at ourselves, you know, whatever it may be, you know, what our logistics are to move here or go there.
The huddle.
Yeah. Oh, I'll use that one reference more because you brought it up and kind of going, all right, how can we beat this thing or puzzle, right? How can we put this together? How can we and break it down rather than each other? You know, turn toward each other. You know, I dig that part.
You're bad.
Thinking of yourselves as a team. I like the team aspect for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. But you get too wrapped up in the team and you forget your shit. You know what I mean? You forget you. What does the teammate like to do as the individual or, you know what I mean?
I like the idea of the triangle where it's you each and then.
Do you? That was funny.
I do, yeah. The idea of you each, you know, basically as individuals and then the part where you meet together and you share that space, but you still have your own space, your own bubbles, that your own self, you know, instead of, you know, because you know how many people when they are in a relationship, they're now one, they're a unity.
Yeah.
As opposed to still being themselves.
Yeah, you don't want to be that dude that shows up everywhere with your girlfriend. Like, you fucking brought her. You know, before you get there at the table, all the guys will start looking around, and they're all just telling each other, you fucking brought her.
Yeah.
You were supposed to just be, you know.
Or like when they go, what's he doing here? Oh, he didn't want to have to drive back, so he's just going to wait and have a drink over there.
Oh, God.
Or worse. Well, aren't we going? I've even seen one where
chicks like go over there and have a drink away from us, and me and my girls are gonna go over here.
No, you. No.
I heard it wrong.
Yes.
Fill me in.
It was. I want to go with you. I'll just sit over here, and you guys. Can
I'm just sitting at the same bar.
He was. He sat over there. Yeah. I'll just. I won't even bother you guys. There's no sense in me going back, and I'm like, you don't know what Uber is. Are you kidding?
I'm gonna hang with the girls' night.
Yeah.
Or the girls drink. I'm going to hang over here.
And she was just like, oh, he's not a problem. It's no big deal. I don't even pay attention.
He's
that's why he's there. Because he's not a problem and no big deal.
You can't be the hanging out over there guy.
No. Oh. So it was so sad.
Yeah, that's bad.
For both of them.
Fucking walk at least. You're like, go fucking over there. Like, don't
take a nap in the car.
Yeah, at a minimum. Yeah, Jesus. My boy, Greg Harris, have an understanding of finance. Biasy slipping out there, bud. Yeah, for sure. Hey, look, you know what?
That was probably his last argument.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to defend him here because I do. Have an understanding of you and your partner's wants and needs regarding finance. How you want to live, where you want to live, and what you want to do. Have that. If you're on the same level about a lifestyle, whether it's striving to do this or being cool right here, whatever that is, if you can work that level, have an understanding, I think, of finance of either this is where I want to be, this is where I am, this is where I want to get to, this is where I want to stay, you know.
In his defense, finance has ended many relationships.
No, dude, it's the second killer.
Yeah.
Yes, the second killer, man. It's right up there with sleeping with somebody at your job. You know what I mean? It's like diabetes and heart attack. They gotta go hand in hand. You know what I mean? It's fucked up. Or weight gain, I mean. You know, it's just fucked up. So those two go together. 100%. I do.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it. Okay, next one.
All right, moving forward. Julie Marty, if you have a fight, fight naked. The fight never lasts. I love that fucking, I have given that advice before myself.
That's funny.
I certainly fucking have.
I don't know. We've had some and oh, but we were playing. Never mind.
Yeah. That's jiu-jitsu naked.
Yeah.
No
you
gi.
I whooped you really good once in the closet, remember?
No. I got a burn on my knee is all.
You got whooped for a second.
I'm not doing it for points. I'm going for fucking submission.
Oh, goodness.
I'm serious, man. But that's good advice, though. Seriously, in the middle of it, just take off your clothes and stand there and see if you're still pissed.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Somebody may be like, fuck. Yeah, I'm out.
Right? Yeah. Let's make up.
That would be fucked up. Brilliant Dean says, let's see. Communication is by far the most important thing to me, Josh. Yeah, communication's up there. We got it on there. Jason Worley, soon to be married. He was kind enough to add me to his wedding. That was cool as fuck.
Nice.
Yeah, being Jason's wedding. Shout out to you,
yeah,
Jay.
Yeah, they're a cool couple.
Yeah, man. We were, met her for the first time at Sean's wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, really wedding cute. Hoppers.
Yeah, right.
We could have went up north to Sharir's wedding, too. We've been just wedding hopping with him. Well, I think honesty and that's funny. He puts honesty and trust. That's the first one. Well, honesty and trust are the two key prominent things for a long lasting relationship. Well, Jason, what do we have for him tonight?
He's got 2 points for those two words combined.
Well, yeah, he named the first one.
That's right.
And you went away there, radio lady.
I know I did.
You came full on in there.
I agree. Honesty, yeah, he got number one. Oh, number one and two, trust, yeah.
But that was both number one, remember? Mm-hmm. What did we say? It was trust. We just said it backwards. We said it the other way. Same thing. Best advice from Anthony. Best advice. Understand that there is no one thing that will work for everyone's situation. He's right on point because that's kind of what we're getting to, except trust and honesty. We've been married 16 years, but what works for me doesn't necessarily work for others. You have to be willing to find what works. When the desire to do so is gone, either from both sides, then the ride is over. Look, he wrapped it up like we said, right? Wrap it up. If this shit's shitty and it's over, right? And call and tap out. He's saying tap out if it's out. But, you know, out of 16 years, man, he's right, too, because we've said it's communication with some asterisks.
Yeah.
It's boundaries, respect, loyalty, with some asterisks, you know? Yeah. Trust and honesty is where we're at.
Definitely. You can't have any of those without it.
Katie Rodriguez, having someone that can cope with my hangriness is bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that can, if people get too cranky and then they lose it and they say horrible things, they're just terrible when they're hungry.
I wonder how many relationships have ended because of diets.
Because,
you know what I mean? People just, or because they either quit something or they stopped doing something or they're trying to do something. So their biochemistry is all fucking whack. Yeah. So the person they were in love with, right? Like 6 months later, like, I fucking hate you. Mm-hmm. And they don't really mean it. They're just going through some shit. You know what I mean? Biochemically.
Yeah. Oh, trying new stuff.
How many people like divorces and shit just because they were actually just biochemically fucked up on all these wrong foods and diets and shit.
Or they're trying to quit smoking at the same time they're trying to start a diet.
Oh, shit. Be in prison or something. Lynn LeBlanc. Hi, Lynn. Hope you're doing good.
Hey, Lynn.
Allowing each other to grow into own selves while supporting, nurturing, and reconnecting through changes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You do change a lot through relationships. You grow.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Together or apart, for sure, man.
Yeah.
Love, understanding, communication. Yeah, love, again, the vague one. Throw that where you need understanding, for sure, communication. The communication keeps popping up. I like that summary, man. I do. I dig it. Nicolette Carr Williams. Listen, that's all.
That is all. No. That's all. Why do you need someone, then? Just go on the radio. I have to have feedback. Speaking of, is anybody out there? Yeah. So anyway, yesterday I went to the store and then, no? Yeah, that would be horrible. Is anybody out there? Adam. I can't have you just listen to me.
I just wanted her advice to crash and burn. No, but for real, listen is legit because if you're not, I mean, there's a difference between retaliating, right, and parlaying back and returning fire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Than actually listening.
Being able to listen.
Yeah. Damn Skippy, man. For sure, man.
Yeah, it's important.
Well, especially if they're like, I fucking am leaving you soon. You know what I mean? If you're if they're telling you that, you're just, shut up. You're crazy. Mm-hmm. You're like,
I no, you're not.
Yeah.
I just popped all your tires.
Nope. That's funny. I saw the crazy chick in you when you turned it, right? It was good. I love how you take on the full role when you're dropping the voice. I do.
Ooh, like that one.
Andy Nelson. Never make the other person the center of your universe. Never.
No, I don't agree with that. It's nice to feel the center for a minute.
Yeah, we got home from the beach. I made you the center of the universe.
You did. You were really good at that.
Yeah, I think you got to sometimes. But I like what he says. They can't be what you stand on. I would agree. Because if they are what you stand on, period, if they define you, if you know, they're the reason you love yourself, if these are issues, because if that person does leave you, there's a difference between someone leaving you and your whole world crumbling.
Yeah, I think he's implying that you're all that they live for.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But look, I used to joke about it. And again, when I talked about it in relationships publicly was if I meet somebody or I continue to call them, they're the one all the time, mm-hmm. right? They're the one to this person. You hold them to an expectation almost subconsciously, but with conscious language.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going, so then if they do, well, become human and hurt you one day or do something, right? Yeah. Then you're like, oh, they're not the one. The one just said that to me, right? Yeah. It's this, or if they leave you.
Or you start to withhold information because you don't want to not be the one anymore.
Oh, bam. You exactly.
Know? You have this perfect image to that person and you go, oh, I can't tell them I just made this horrible mistake or I can't Poop. Have this job anymore.
You're right.
You know, or I don't know if you loved me because of my job.
Yeah.
I don't have that anymore.
Yeah, anything. Yeah, I would agree. That's cool. It's both ways. Caitlin, solid foundation. Trust, respect, handle it.
Yeah.
Actually, when she says trust and honesty, right, she's pretty much covering what we said. Because we said trust is honesty, so we added them both, right? That was the first one. Mm-hmm. Respect has been around. Remember, it's loyalty and respect for number two. Mm-hmm. And kind of with boundaries moving on third. Handle it. Okay. all right.
That means don't pussyfoot. Just
get her done. Is that kind of, is that the up north phrase of saying get her done?
Handle it. I'm surprised. I would expect her to say maximum effort.
That's funny. It wasn't me. That's what, that's all right. Tiffany got a long one. Tiffany OM. Let's see. Oh, it's Tiffany from the tribe. Mm-hmm. When I'm ready to get into a relationship, one of the questions I will ask the potential partner is whether they felt loved as a child. And if they didn't feel loved, I will ask what they have done to fix those feelings of neglect or inadequacy. If somebody is capable of working through their own trauma, it shows me that they are responsible for their own baggage. I think it is fair to say that the major issue in relationship is one of the other partners not practicing emotional hygiene, relying on their partner to either fix or put up with their shit. I want to be in a safe landing space with my future partner if they want to share their pain or fears with me, but only if they're capable of actively working on their own shit first. What? No, I'm kidding. No, that's a lot. I mean, whew. I don't know about asking.
I feel like it's a little heavy.
Yeah, well, to ask you, hey, it's nice to meet you, whether it's a while in, and say, hey, did you feel loved as a child? If you've said no to me or yes to me, maybe you've had two beers and your mom yelled at you, right? And you're yeah. mad right now or something.
Or you think of one situation and go, fuck no, I didn't get that fucking Atari. Bitch,
yeah, it could be something, yeah, right? And so asking that question straight out and then directly judging whether they believe they were not loved, right, to say that, well, if you didn't feel loved, did you work through that? Or you? That's kind of walking up going, hi, nice to meet you. Do you have emotional issues?
Mm, yeah.
And to think that no one doesn't,
right?
You know, or will experience them.
Or what if you get to be that person that teaches them how to deal with those things that they didn't even realize they had those issues when they were a kid?
Yeah, but you don't want to be getting with people you got to teach.
It could be something that in a relationship that they don't know until they're already in a relationship, and then you communicate that. But what I'm saying is, it may not be something that you already have to engage in a relationship.
I appreciate the optimism, but yeah, too risky for my bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to teach anybody. But it's kind of, there's no safe place. There's no test. You can't ask a few questions and know that this person is stable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Like, you know, otherwise, we'd have easy gun control. You know what I mean? It's like, answer these three questions. If you do, you're a psycho. No gun for you.
Yeah.
Right? We can't. And life happens to people.
And people have different definitions of those things, of happiness or loved. You know, you really have to go way deep.
Yeah. See, she said relying on their partner to fix and put up with their shit. I mean, put up with their shit is kind of rough because, I mean, we all kind of bring something a little annoying after a while to the table, you know, so you got to kind of put up with something, you know.
Yeah.
But if what you're putting up with, though, is still kind of parts of what you may miss or love, it's a different phrase, you know. There's just no safe way to be able to tell, because what if you're with somebody a couple of years and they go through a physical thing, a medical thing? You know, or they lose some family member. You know, when something happens, you know, we can't expect to be like, oh, you don't know how to deal with, you know, major trauma.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd want my relationship to start out or even
you
kind of
grow.
You said
you were mentally healthy. You said you were loved as a child. And now I'm hearing all this sadness.
Yeah.
You know, that's what are you going to say?
Right.
You feel me? That's hard, man. It's kind of like saying, I'm going to meet you at 24. I'm going to be pregnant at 26. I'm going to make sure and unless. It's rough. Again, no rules.
Yeah.
Hell, try it. See what happens.
I would say the lightheartedness has been keeping my relationship easy to go.
Yeah.
Less pain.
Yeah. Seek to understand. Compromise by Teresa Parkhouse. Jillian Smith. Seek to understand. I like that. Because if you're seeking to argue or seek to understand, right? That's kind of, I'm here to, you know, kind of compromise. I'm seeking here to kind of, I don't like compromise because it implies you're sacrificing.
Yeah. You know what? One thing I like about seek to understand is you're not talking to someone where you can see them waiting to just talk. They're not listening. They're literally just waiting until you're done to talk.
And I think, and a lot of people use compromise, kind of mean it that way. It's kind of like, you know, I'm willing to, you know, listen, you know, and be here. So compromise, I take it out of context.
Give and take.
Yeah, sure. David Bryant Graham, he messaged me, or he sends me a lot of, I call it competence. He sends me a lot of cool videos, research stuff. He does it, been doing it consistently for a while. It's a lot of stuff that I read sometimes. I pull up some just random stuff, but I appreciate it. You know, shout out to you, David Bryant Graham. He sends me a lot of cool stuff. Understanding each other's background. I dig that. Knowing where the person came from.
Yeah, that does. When you feel like they do consider that even when you're in a relationship, I think it helps a lot.
I do. I like that because then you kind of know. It kind of plays a little into Tiffany's thing too, though. Is if you know their background, you can kind of know where it's coming from, maybe what they need, what they don't need. That's a lot lighter way to maybe say what Tiffany was saying. It's kind of saying, you know their background so you know what to give, where to, you know.
Yeah, but she was more implying that they have to have the strength to handle their background.
Yeah, sure.
Not necessarily knowing their background, more like saying, I want to hear a little bit about your background, but do you have the strength to handle it on your own or change it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I dig it. That's kind of straightforward. Having conversations early and often about beliefs, children, finances, goals, approaches to different problems, core beliefs. I'm going yes. I mean, core beliefs for sure. I like the often. I mean, how often? You know, we sit down, coffee, chat. What about this idea, this cool thing? Sometimes we play it for real out for 2 or 3 days. Like, let's really try this thing. Maybe it's something cool. Then we're like, if it's something.
Yeah.
I like that. Also understanding we're all suffering from dysfunctions. Seek outside help if possible, whether in person or books, i.e. the Cognitive Rampage. I appreciate it, David, man. I like your advice there, man. Really. understanding the backgrounds that way, knowing the beliefs, talking about it often, sharing, openness there. That's kind of a mix between a lot of what people have been saying, man. Let's wrap. You want to wrap up with the last one? Matthew Paul here?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I meant, like, you didn't have to read it. I just wrap up the show, is all I was saying.
Oh, no, we don't have to.
All right.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Plowing forward.
No, I'm saying go ahead.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to wrap it up with Alex's right here because I dug it. I actually commented on it. I loved what he said, too. Allowing your partner to be who their vulnerable selves want to be, being independently happy and dropping the shoulds, also having a deep level of compassionate confront with each other, passionate confront, a level of compassion, I'm sure he's been a compassion confrontation, with each other that allows for growth. A compassion confront. I probably read it wrong. I just posted it wrong. Compassionate, maybe a passionate on confronting. Maybe that. Also have a deep level of compassion when confronting with each other that allows for growth. Maybe focusing the want to connect instead of the fear of possible disconnect.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
You kind of shoot yourself in the foot when you have that fear of disconnect because it leads you to the disconnection.
Yeah, well, for sure. I think you talked about earlier on the podcast, if you're sitting around trying to be that perfect person,
yeah,
you either won't share, like you said, you know, or mm-hmm. you'll pretend to be. You know, that runs out after a while and resentment.
Freaking race.
Yeah. And if you're worried about losing the person, you know, so you're trying to either always be this or then you're maybe hounding them.
Yeah.
You know, some guys and girls are like, show me the phone, where'd you go? You know, they run them out like that.
That would be exhausting.
Yeah. Well, that leads to the trust, right? They're rolling old relationships, mm-hmm. you know, into the new one. But yeah, for sure. Maybe focusing on, I like how he ends it with maybe, the maybe parentheses, focusing on the want to connect instead of the fear of possible disconnect.
Yeah, that's the one that really got me. You know, it sucks to be around someone that is constantly announcing their fear of losing it. And you go, what's going on with it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, or they put it on the line in the argument.
Mm-hmm. You
know,
yeah.
It's the middle of the argument. Well, this is fucking over. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm leaving.
Yeah, then you can't. Then you go, oh, wow, I can't even really have a problem and talk to you about it because it's going to jeopardize that maybe the full line of our relationship. It doesn't bother me that bad, but I would have liked to have talked about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means the communication, the ones that you put to the side.
Yeah. Yeah. Communicating. I think to add to Alex's stuff too, with what we've covered, mm-hmm. kind of a mix is, you know, sharing and communicating your want to connect mm-hmm. as opposed to we're disconnecting. Yeah. Or we are disconnected here. Imagine the type of language that comes out with, hey, I'm wanting to connect.
Yeah, then you listen as like they're wanting someone instead of they're complaining about something.
Yeah. Yeah, I like agree. That a lot. So starting from the top, did you hear my before we started? Round us off like the top three that we kind of ended with.
We came up with the trust, honesty. I guess we kind of threw loyalty and respect in the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's what we
had. Communication. We had, I like the respect boundaries was in there. We saw that one a lot. I'm biasly throwing a laugh together. Right? But yeah, you covered it. Honesty, mm-hmm. honesty and trust, loyalty and respect. I like the idea of boundaries, not losing yourself, you know.
I think it's all of your own personal expectations.
Yeah, I think somebody commented that. Somebody, they commented, it was manage personal expectations, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah, I think there's a lot. There's a lot of good comments on there, man, for sure. And
a lot of people.
Great sex doesn't hurt. That's
very
funny.
Good one.
Yeah, man, wrap it up with that one, literally.